So this may be Michael Phelps' Olympics after all. Yesterday, the 19-year-old swimming phenom from Baltimore won bronze in the 200-meter freestyle event. It dashed his hopes, some said unrealistic hopes, for tying Mark Spitz's hallowed record. Today, unburdened by record pursuits, Phelps went out and won twice. The first time, by himself. His victory in the 200-meter butterfly was expected, since he's the world record holder. And when Phelps touched the wall just before Japan's Takashi Yamamoto, he looked like someone who'd done what was expected. Phelps said later he was happy for the gold medal, but disappointed that he didn't break his own record. But an hour later, Phelps was back at the pool, taking part in what he would later call one of the greatest relay races in history. American Cleet Keller began the last leg of the 4x200-meter freestyle relay with a sizable lead for the U.S., but swimming the last leg for Australia was the great Ian Thorpe, the Torpedo. Thorpe quickly closed the gap with his smooth stroke and massive size 17 feet propelling him through the water, but Keller chose the right moment to swim four of the greatest laps of his life. Australia beat the U.S. in this race 4 years ago at the Olympics. With the U.S. getting payback today, it fueled the already intense swimming rivalry between the two countries and prompted a Michael Phelps celebration on the pool deck. Phelps, who swam the first leg of the relay, won his second gold medal of the day. He may not get the Mark Spitz record, but suddenly he's won 5 medals, 3 gold, just 4 days into the games. That screeching sound you may hear is all the presses stopping and throwing out the stories about Michael Phelps's lost Olympics. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.